Blue-green algae is a greenish, slimy mass of algae that floats along the shores of lakes. Lake Champlain's Missisquoi Bay is notorious for its algae blooms. There are occasional blooms elsewhere in the lake over the course of a typical summer, but this year, algae blooms are showing up across the lake. Lake Champlain lakekeeper Lewis Porter says he saw a significant bloom while at Kingsland Bay State Park in Ferrisburg on the 4th of July, and other blooms in the lake appear to be showing up earlier than normal.
They do seem to be scattered fairly broadly right now, particularly in the South Lake, which often gets some blooms, but they seem to be more common and in more parts of the lake down there than they typically are, certainly this early. But for the last few years, they do seem to be occurring in more locations than they had in the past.
Most algae blooms are benign, but some are toxic, and there is no way to tell by looking at the mass. Lake Champlain Committee staff scientist Mike Winslow is training volunteers to monitor and report the blooms.
We're focused on blue-green algae because those are the species that can produce toxins. The other algae in the lake, well, they might be unsightly, don't have any health effects associated with them. The toxins produced by the blue-green algae can cause skin irritation and gastrointestinal distress. If taken in large enough doses, they might be more harmful to children who are smaller, and dogs seem to be particularly susceptible because they'll lick their fur and thus get a larger dose than would people.
The Lake Champlain Committee has been monitoring blue-green algae blooms since 2003 and typically sees them in the northeastern part of the lake. But this year, Mike Winslow says blooms are appearing in southern areas of the main lake.
I would expect it's attributable to the storms that we had last year, the lake flooding and Tropical Storm Irene, coupled with very high temperatures, a low lake level, and a lack of wind, so there's nothing to break the blooms up. It's particularly concerning because at this point in time, I have no way to know whether this is going to be a new situation or if it's just a one-year aberration.
SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry, Professor of Biochemistry and Department of Chemistry Chair, Dr. Greg Boyer, studies algae blooms. He is currently studying them in the Great Lakes and in the past has studied their appearance in Lake Champlain.
We are having more blooms reported across the state. The reasons for it would be many. They like warm weather. You know, our summers are a little bit warmer, or more importantly, that the springs are a little bit warmer, so they get started a little bit earlier. The winters come later, so they have simply a longer period of time to grow. It makes the problem much worse. There's more nutrients coming from lawn fertilizers and septic systems and pets and things like that going into the lake. So the lakes have more nutrients in them in many cases. And so, yeah, we tend to think that we're seeing a lot more blooms get established across the state.
Recently released advisories from New York state officials say people and pets should not drink water or swim where blooms discolor the water or form surface scum due to the risk of toxicity. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.